The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, November 3, 2022. The second and last day of debates prior to the vote on the draft resolution need to end the U.S. blockade against Cuba began today at the U.N. General Assembly. Numerous requests appear on the list of speakers for this Thursday, and the draft resolution will be presented in plenary by Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, who thanked the day before for the solidarity and support expressed on the first day of discussion. "I strongly reject this illegal and criminal policy whose human cost is incalculable and has negative impact on the country's development," said the Minister of Foreign Affairs on his Twitter account. "The blockade from its very beginning seeks to deprive the island of money and supplies, to reduce its financial resources and real wages, cause hunger, desperation, and overthrow of the government." That was the line that defined the blockade, made official in February 1962 by Democratic President John F. Kennedy, and that more than 60 years later, another president of the same party, Joe Biden, maintains unchanged. Cuba today maintains control of the pandemic caused by the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19, after a staggered vaccination campaign and proven effectiveness with nationally produced immunogens. The director of clinical research at the Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology, Verena Musio, explained that Abdala produces a long-lasting response with a powerful memory immune response when applying a booster dose. Musio referred to the effectiveness of Abdala among children and adolescents from 3 to 18 years of age, as well as the demonstrated capacity of the vaccine to induce high antibody titers and zero response against the Omicron variant of SARS-CoV-2, both in pediatric and adult population. At the meeting held by the government with experts and scientists, the general director of the Finlay Vaccine Institute, Vicente Veres, described the Sovereign 2 immunogen as a gift for the child population. Cuba's permanent mission at the United Nations stressed on Wednesday that it was the day for the world to show why Cuba will always be better off without the economic, commercial, and financial blockade of the United States. The diplomatic representation highlighted on its official Twitter account the messages from representatives of various countries in support of Cuba in the framework of the 77th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Participants highlighted the effects of this policy imposed for more than six decades on Cuba, with emphasis on its impacts on sensitive aspects such as health care, education, and the quality of life of Cubans, the diplomatic mission emphasized. Similarly, the representatives condemned the inclusion of Cuba in the list of states that sponsor terrorism, according to Washington, which is one more detriment, especially when the country faces the consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic and the recovery after Hurricane Ian hit Cuba in September, they affirmed. The speakers insisted on how the normalization of relations between Cuba and the United States, together with the lifting of the blockade, would have a positive impact on peace in the hemisphere. And in the international agenda, we have that Panama reached 97% of the use of clean sources for electricity generation in September, the National Energy Secretariat reported. The document, citing data from the National Authority of Public Services, stated that this indicator surpassed that achieved in July, when the country registered 95% of energy from renewable sources. The National Energy Secretariat stressed that these results come from the progress of the government's program on the national energy transition. Panama has been internationally recognized as the 8th clean energy generating country. At present, it promotes climate actions to develop strategies such as reducing energy poverty and progressively achieving electric mobility. Meanwhile, President Luis Arce assured that the installation of the technical table that will decide the date of the population and housing census will provide Bolivia with certainty about the performance and quality of this exercise. Arce stated on his Twitter account that the formation of this team of specialists this Friday will be accompanied by international organizations and stressed that this is the response to the proposals of the more than 300 elected authorities gathered in Cochabamba on October 28. "We always call for dialogue and the invitation remains open," he insisted in another message on the social network, "because we trust that it is the best mechanism for conflict resolution. It is time to give peace to the people of Santa Cruz." The day before, the Minister of Development Planning, Sergio Cusicanqui, reported that this Friday the installation of the technical commission that will define the final date of the population and housing census will take place. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.